How can one enjoy meditation when one's knees are on fire? Well, that's what I'm experiencing. There's a whole variety of things. Is changing posture in the sense of doing a sitting in a chair, using a bench, using more cushions sort of raise the height of how you're sitting, doing walking meditation, doing standing meditation. There's a just working with the with the different postures. In meditation, there isn't the kind of ethos of no pain, no gain. Pain is something that it distracts the mind. Now, that being said, I don't know anybody's body who doesn't have any pain at all. So it's the nature of having a body is that they're kind of painful. To a certain degree, when one's experiencing pain or discomfort, learning how to direct attention to the feeling of pain, learning how to relax around it, breathing into it. This is where the breath meditation is. You know, it's not just trying to get an efficient bellow system going in and out. It's like using the breath as a vehicle for exploring the body, exploring feeling, exploring the mind, exploring the Dhamma, so that by taking a painful sensation and then learning how to, that like your the knees are on fire, just literally breathing cool, soothing energy into the knees, and breathing in, breathing out through that sensation, and relaxing and expanding, bringing light in. Because sometimes, actually, we were just talking at tea time, and Debbie's been experimenting just using green light, and using a green light, with the breath, and going into the pain, so that with the rhythm of the breath, visualization of green light, and then bathing the sensation of something that's painful with that green light. It makes it interesting, and it tends to open it up and feel, well, at least bearable anyway. And one of the things is when the meditation becomes interesting, you find the body really relaxes and settles, and oftentimes pain just really dissipates when the body becomes really relaxed. Now, that being said, then you still need to pay attention to, because sometimes pain is actually telling you something, you know, like, get up, do something else. And, you know, you have to be able to use discernment to sort of say, okay, well, it's time to go and especially with the knees, just being able to have a bit of a break from sitting on the floor. I mean, there's chairs, there's a whole sort of bank of these benches at the back from the chapel. I imagine the nuns used to do their chanting and prayers there. Last week I was in England, and I was at a cathedral, Winchester Cathedral, and the majority of it was built shortly after William the Conqueror, 1066, and so it's an ancient cathedral. There's this old section of the altar space up in the front with places for the monks. This is pre Henry VIII. When the monasteries still belonged to the cathedral, still belonged to the monasteries and the Catholics. And there's the kind of seats like that, but then there's you, like the seat goes up, so you can do a lot of standing and chanting. But then there's this sneaky little seat that's a part when you tilt it up. There's this little sort of seat about this wide, about maybe 6 inches wide, so you can kind of cheat and lean back, like get your butt on that, and just take the weight off your legs. So I mean, monks and meditators have been finding ways to deal with the body for a long time. So you know, it's just you get innovative and figure out how to work with it, so that you know, both internally with the meditation, experimenting. And then externally, I mean, California, I mean, you really got the props. So, you know, there's lots of ways to work with it.